when you watch the news, you when you home alone, man, certain things just, you know, you feel differently than when you're in public. If people ask you like Scott, like let me like Scott Peterson, let me qualify what I'm getting ready to say right now is that I believe people are guilty or innocent based on the fact of whether I think they are or not. I don't have any other proof. I just go, I don't think the motherfucker. I never thought Mike Tyson. And the reason I'm saying this is because the motherfucker now he's fighting like farmers. They got Mike fighting anybody just to say, Mike, we want to see you knock a motherfucker out again. He was so special as a knockout artist, we hated to see him when he got on the rape beef that I never believed, especially based on the last interview we had with Greta Van Susken. And he goes, she goes, what do you have to say to your victims, Mike? He goes, well, I wish I hadn't really raped the bitch. And her mama. I wish I hadn't really raped the bitch and her mama. And I'm like, whoa, that is an innocent man. That's the... I'm telling you, only an innocent man could be that angry and say some shit that fucked up. Like, I wish I had a rapist, so I'd have been in jail for something instead of raping a bitch, and I really didn't. So that's Mike's way of, like, figuring it all out. And her testimony years ago, which cut me off, even without the interview, but interview solidified it. Her testimony, he forced oral sex on me, and I said, damn, he made you suck his dick? That's terrible. He ate a pussy. That's when it was like case dismissed. Cause what rapist tries to make you feel wonderful? I've been eating pussy a long time. And I never eat it rapey. How the fuck do you do? Shut up, bitch, shut up. Shut up, I'm eating your pussy. Shut up, while I peel away the outer lips and slide the hood back to expose your clitoris. For maximum stimulation, shut the fuck up! You can't even make a mean face while you eat pussy. You can't, you be like, shut up! You better not be enjoying this shit! Has any woman in here been getting a pussy eating them and going, help! Police! Help! He's eating my pussy! Somebody do something! Shut up! Nobody hear your cries! I knew that dude Mark Hackey did it. That Mark Hackey's the other Scott Peterson, but he didn't get away with it. He admitted he did it right away. He just couldn't take the pressure, but I knew he did it immediately. Because he was on TV crying, being dishonest. He was on TV, please, please, help me find my missing wife, please. And I was like, that motherfucker killed his wife. Why? Because no man cries over his missing wife. That's not enough. We don't like you like that. I'm a party for a week before I be like, hold up, turn the music down. This bitch is missing. Hold up, yo, you see this bitch? Where she at? The dishes are piled the fuck up. I where she at? His reaction wasn't honest. We do not like you like that. Here's me tell you what would happen if you came up missing. First, a day go by, he's like, she's cheating on me. The second day, we don't even think about you. We start thinking about ourselves, like, oh, they're going to think I killed this motherfucker. So the whole second day, you're like, God damn, I should call the cops, but they're going to think I killed this, but I didn't kill her. So the third day, you call her, like, officer, my wife is, am I calling too early? Cause she's been missing for 3 days. Is that too early to call you? How did I notice she was gone? Well, I haven't been miserable for the last couple of days. Yeah, the bitch is missing.